from the Tab, Jared Daffy. Daff, a very good morning to you.
Morning, team.
Let's start with Origin. How's the money looking? I'm guessing Queensland being the outsider, the money's heading in that direction. The punters like value.
This is really weird. They're $2.20 still, $1.67 for New South Wales, a line there of 2.5 points in favour of the Blues. I said last week 80% of the money's for Queensland. It's now 90% of the money that's been bet on the game is for Queensland.
Unbelievable.
Staggering.
Yeah, as you know, Daff, it's rugby league punters, though, you find early in the week or, you know, a period out from the actual event, yeah, they just back the outsider. But as the game gets naturally the money will come for the favourite.
Isn't
that generally the trend?
That's what happens. When we talk about this next week, next Tuesday, obviously 24 hours out, it'll be a lot closer together, but I can't see it getting to the extent where New South Wales will hold more money than Queensland.
And Daff, is it not strange? Everyone's sitting here saying Adelaide's more of a home game for Queensland than it is New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. I think most view it that way. Clarkie, obviously, there'll be a lot of people travelling interstate, but I think predominantly most of that 50,000 plus crowd will be.
Amazing.
Will be locals, and having that alignment with AFL and Victoria, etc., I think they'll stick with Queensland. So might be a little bit of a cauldron there, but plenty of these sides have been able to win away from home before or before a parochial anti-crowd. So it's going to be a fascinating night. It really is.
Daff, what was the feeling up there yesterday when Billy announced his team? More about the fact that Ponga was left out, Gagai was left out, because they've been... mainstays of that team.
I don't know whether the Ponga one was that big of a surprise, given he got that head knock at the weekend loss. And I think people can live with Reece Walsh. The Dane Gagai one was probably a bigger piece of news. People were just shocked because, obviously, Queensland have built a history of, loyal is the right word, sticking with the players that they know. That's a bit of a changing of the guard there. But having said that, I mean, it's still a good side on paper. Plenty of flack around about whether the 14 should have got a start from the Titans.
Oh, Tino.
No. Sorry.
14.
So the Jai Arrow, Cotter, Tino and Harry Grant. That was the bench.
That's the bench.
Yeah. Tino was probably a little bit lucky to get off.
You're thinking David Fifita.
Fifita, sorry. Yeah. I just had a mental block, Yeah, a lot of talk about whether he should be in or not, but he gets his moment to shine as well. But at the moment, punters quite happy to be with Queensland.
What about these NRL games then on the weekend? South and the Raiders and the Warriors and the Broncos. Who'll start favourites in those games?
Well, South are the outsiders. I'll deal with that one first. It's the last one, Saturday night. They're $2.05 outsiders. Canberra, $1.77. And the Broncos game, well, they're $2.85 already. The Warriors, $1.43. That one's in Napier, by the way. A line of 7 points in favour of New Zealand. I suppose worth pointing out for those who don't know, the prices might seem a bit weird given the form that we've seen so far this season in some of these matches. But, of course, the Origin stars won't be able to play just the 5 matches this week.
Tell you what's fraught with danger. Punting on club footy during Origin.
I can't believe the Raiders are favourites.
There's always upsets.
Yeah.
Always upsets. So I think they overprice or overcompensate for those that are out.
Might be the time to start betting then, Daff.
Might be.
Not stop.
Hey, here's a good one for you. Who's going to run last? Price-wise at the moment, the Dragons are $2.15.
Not the Tigers, Daff.
No, I don't think so, Clarkie. They're $2.75. 4 or 5 weeks ago, they were $1.30. Yeah. And I think we're on the verge of paying that one out. I'm glad we didn't because, they're flying at the moment. And then we've got the Bulldogs at $10, the rest are 21 or better. But she's very congested down there at the bottom of the ladder.
What are the value bet? Yes. They're the value bet.
What are the
100%.
Knights? Yeah.
Who?
The Knights.
They're $10.
They're a chance.
They are a chance.
Because you get
like
the feeling.
I just don't know how the season's going to unfold from here. That's all. Like, Kalen missing out, Gagai missing out, Saifidi brothers missing out. There's some talk about Newcastle offloading Saifidi and Bradman Best. I just don't know how it's all going to play out for Newcastle. I'll either all bunker down and get on with the season, or there could be some
look out
animosity starting to build.
It's hard to believe the Cowboys are there in the market at $21, given they were one of the best backsiders. They were into $12 to win the whole thing before the season started, but the wheels are falling off there as well.
In the AFL, obviously huge news overnight in regards to Richmond, who were out to 50-1 to win the flag. That won't be happening this year. Damien Hardwick reportedly set to step down. It'll be announced today, but Collingwood just continues to firm at the top of the market.
One of my men told me 4 or 5 weeks ago, I forget where I said it, but I definitely mentioned it at the time, that there was talk that Hardwick would be going to the Suns. That would be a huge get if that was to happen, because their form's been hot and cold. So watch this space there. But as far as the flag is concerned, Jared Collingwood, 375. So they've shortened up again. Brisbane going along nicely. Their equal second picks at 5, along with Melbourne. Geelong ordinary again at the weekend at 8. Then a couple of really big moves. Port Adelaide into 10. The Western Bulldogs into 13. And just on Port Adelaide, the Brownlow medal, Nick Dacos, the $3 favourite there. But Zach Butters, from Port Adelaide. Now, he would have got the 3 votes again at the weekend. He's $12, so his fifth pick 3 weeks ago, he was $251, so he's in the mix for the Brownlow as well.
What about the NBA? I think the Lakers are gone and so are Boston, aren't they?
Unbelievable what's happened with Boston, or how good Miami have been again after disposing of the Bucks. Now, today, the Lakers, well, they've got to win. $1.65, Denver $2.30. That one tomorrow, well, Miami can wrap it up. They're at home. Their favourites, $1.85, Boston at $2. And to win the big dance, Denver, $1.50 now. Miami, $3.25. They've been outsiders all the way through the final series. But $3.25, the Celtics at $13 now, and the Lakers $21.
Yeah, the Celtics gave up yesterday. They put up the white flag against the 8th seed. They absolutely packed it in. Daff, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much.
See you, guys.